Newmarket's St. Philopater and St. Demiana Coptic Orthodox Church is looking to create a new home with reconstruction of its 1095 Stellar Doctor property. Council has tentatively approved a zoning bylaw amendment, allowing progress on the parish's plans to build a new church and accompanying parking lot using the existing building there. The proposal also includes an independent daycare and gym for Sunday school activities. "It's a perfect location for a church," Ward 3 Councillor Jane Twinney said. "It's a good use for that building and that area. It's been not in use for some time, so it will be nice to see it being used." The building was once the location of a restaurant and a fitness facility, according to the church's planning representatives, Larkin Plus Land Use Planners. Now, the church seeks to do new work on the building and surrounding parking lot, completing an application for a zoning amendment in 2019. The structure is currently situated in a business area and is just off Leslie Street. Principal Michael Larkin said the vision of the site has changed over time, scaling back considerably. "The intent now is to proceed with a development within the existing building itself with a small little bump out for a tower, if you will, as a defining feature," Larkin said. Newmarket today could not reach the church for further comment before publication time. Some councillors expressed concern about the number of parking spots proposed. The proponents are proposing 76 spaces, based on the idea that the church and daycare will not operate concurrently. They have also indicated agreements are in place with surrounding businesses for some parking use when needed. The town's requirements would be 97 spaces based on the combined facility. Councillor Victor Woodhouse said the town has had to deal with developments where parking later proved inadequate. He said the church adds to the community, but parking spaces could be an issue as it grows and adds to its congregation. "It's a church that has a lot of momentum," he said. "I want to see a church succeed, but I don't want it to be a problem." Mayor John Taylor echoed the parking concerns and said 76 spaces would not be enough. "We want to support this community trying to establish its church," Taylor said. "I am concerned, but I hope this can work out." Still, Twinney said although parking discussions have been ongoing for a long time, the location means any parking issues would not impact a residential area. "I feel that was a bit of a comfort level for me," she said. The rezoning still needs final approval from council later this month. After that, the proposal is required to go through a site plan application process.